Good morning, everybody. I swear the cats, Kendra can attest, the cats were just here, but they left.
They were. Both of them, they were having a great time, too. So oh, my God, I love your blanket. I'm just noticing for some reason.
Yes, it sheds like crazy. So I don't know if I would say I recommend it.
Well, it's perfect for the vibes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like it fits the vibe. It like the texture of it looks good on camera.
Yeah.
But like between the cats and this thing, I was like, this cannot be on my bed.
Yeah, right, exactly. I like your head situation too.
This is actually, so what this is right here, what I forgot to take it off and I didn't realize it until literally right now. It's actually kind of embarrassing. But what this is right here is, see, I know I don't look half Mexican, but the Mexican side of me is my hair. And yes. So like most mixed girls, black girls are edges, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I blow dry my hair, I have to
lay them down.
I have to lay them down because they are fucking going all over the place. So this is what this is. This is what this is. And so normally I don't let anyone see me in it. I did not even notice. I wasn't looking at myself enough. And I was like, okay, so the secret's out.
I thought you were going for like a, you know, like a, you know, like the rug. I was thinking like, okay, 70s, like shag, like the whole, like, you know, a moment.
Oh, is that what this, is giving?
It's giving a moment. Yeah. Like in the seven, you know, like that kind of era. I kind of love it.
Okay. I'll take it. Because yeah. Now maybe, because honestly, if I could live in this headband, I would. It's when I take it off and I have to be playing with the frizzy front parts, it drives me absolutely nuts.
Right.
Hello to everyone in the chat.
Hi, everyone.
I love Sundays are the best. You guys are so great. Mm-hmm. It's definitely giving a moment. It looks good. Thanks, Asia.
Ooh, ooh.
Hi to everybody. I'm so happy. Emily has pink light behind her. Very pretty. Oh, thank you for noticing.
Ooh.
Thank you for noticing. Yes, the setup in here is no joke. I think I should do like a little tour of what I did in this room.
Yes.
I put like soundproof panel, not soundproof, but like the echo, like padding on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
I still have more to do, but it really made a difference. I would say I recommend those panels too, but they like four of them fell down in the middle of the night. So when I woke up and came in here, I was like, oh, so now I have to get more double-sided tape, but yes, a tour. Oh, they want the tour. Max, where are the cats? The cats were just here. It is a challenge. Yeah. I think they know
when you're going to say action and then they get the hell out of there.
Well, I actually think I could have swore when I was testing the space out with the lights and stuff, they came in. I think they like the lights.
Mm.
I think what they associate is that I would just sit with them and lay in the bed, but like they're yet to make this their hangout. So
yeah.
I might just have to like suck it up and record from my actual bed just to get the full cat experience again.
Okay.
But it's annoying. That's what I made this for.
Right. They'll come around. They'll come around.
They will. This, Kendrick, day bed. This is a day bed. This is day bed.
Yes.
This was the worst purchase I've ever made on Wayfair in my entire life.
No.
Oh my
God.
You
were so excited about it.
Oh my. Okay. Cause I can put together anything. Like I have, yes. I have a new, like TV stand thing. I put that together. I've literally built my entire house.
Yes.
This thing, I should have known too, because there were not enough reviews. I think there was like one review. That's always sus.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like one review.
Yeah.
And the instructions did not match this because it's just like a big puzzle, right? Like I always wonder how, so I actually had to ask, I messaged them for a new, I was like, this one part is wrong. Mm-hmm. Instead of sending me just the part, they sent an entire other bed. So I see this big package on my front door. I'm like, please don't tell me. Sure enough, it was. So I pulled the part from that box, which is such a pain in the ass. Then that was wrong.
No.
Mm-hmm. So I wrote them a very strongly worded letter. I'm just kidding. I just reached out to the chat support and I was like, okay, so I've done. And then I get it together to like, I like pulled one thing off of this thing and I put it together and then it was just wrong. Like the thing is just built wrong. So I messaged them like, okay, I want to like, I need to send this back. I don't know how to send it back, but I need to send this thing back.
Yeah.
And so that's what they did. They arranged a pickup for the second bed they sent. Cause I could tell they were like, they sent you a whole other bed. I'm like, uh-huh.
Right. Like, whoops.
And then, but then they go, and then we'll just refund you, but don't worry about the other bed that you've already started building. So then I was like, well, I have this thing now. It was like, it was just like in pieces. I became a carpenter. I became an architect. Oh. I figured out, I don't know exactly how I did it. Cause like when I go back in my head, I'm like, what did I do? I was always, right. Of course it was so high. Cause like, that's the only way for me to do these things. So I like, I MacGyvered it and I got it to work. I'm not like, I'm going to sleep on it or anything. It's just fine. So now I have it free. Now it's like free. Cause they refunded me.
Nice.
The purchase, but it's a piece of crap. I do not recommend. I swear to God. Because nothing will drive you more crazy than trying to put together furniture that's not right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. There's nothing worse than like looking around for that piece that's just not there. You're like, what am I doing?
And then I'm always high when I'm putting together furniture just because I got to focus and zone out. But when I had to reach out about the extra piece, like I was like, this piece is wrong. It was so challenging because they're like, what is it called? I'm like, Jay?
Like, I don't know. You should have this booklet on your side. I don't know.
I was like, didn't you pull it up? Don't you guys have like a thing that says all the pieces or something?
A universal book. Like you should have one every time.
And then she was like, are you sure that's what it's called? There's no other name. And I was like, no. And then I looked, I'm like, oh, wait. Side piece. So okay, sorry about that. Okay, well I guess we should get into it because we also have two episodes of Martha to get into. Wait, I just want to say, can I tell everyone what you said to me? Yes. Okay, last week last week the only episode I was going to do was the wrap up and the recap and the Martha's Vineyard. But I ate, okay, I'll tell you guys what I ate because you know I like to confess when I come on here. I ate 3 full-size donuts at night before I went to bed.
Yeah.
Full-sized. But I kept eating them in pieces. Like, I was like, no, just a little bit. But then I just kept going back to eat more.
Donuts are so hard. They're just,
oh, my God.
It's hard to stop yourself.
It's the combo of the bread, like the gluten, I'm sure, and the sugar. So I was awakened by a migraine. In the morning. And I was like, I should have seen this coming. But it was like so early. So I thought I could get rid of it. But anyway, finally I text Kendrick and I was like, I can't. Like, I can barely open my eyes. And he goes, good, because I am very mad at Jordan and I probably need a minute to calm down.
Yes. And just so y'all know, I'm even madder because I've seen the other episode too. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
As I was watching this episode, I was like, oh, Kendrick is getting more and more. Kendrick, I could feel it. I could feel it. I was like, oh, I can tell he's going to go off. Okay, we had some Bravo news this week. It's old news by now, but we'll just kind of go through it just to touch on it. The first one is... Okay, Kendrick, I could have swore we already knew Robin wasn't coming back to Potomac.
So when the news broke, it was the Jasmine brand that broke it. They found out like from someone from production, but Robin hadn't confirmed it. Like Candace, when she announced, she came out and announced like that she was leaving the show. Robin was waiting until after reunion, people normally do, to like say something, and so that didn't happen. And so I know for a fact she was super pissed about that announcement coming out before she got the chance to actually say something. But
she was mad about Candace announcing it first.
No, she was mad about the fact that like
the Jasmine brand broke it. Before she actually could say something.
Yeah,
because that was her plan. Was okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, because you know everyone waits until after like the season wraps before they like say something. So yeah.
Yep.
It makes the reunions kind of low. I don't understand why Candace did it either.
Yeah. No. But if I'm watching a reunion knowing someone's not coming back, I'm like, well, then I don't really.
Then who cares? Like, right.
This is moot.
I love your shades too, by the way. I'm sorry. I'm like focusing on you right now. I love the shades. Like the way they're like when you turn your head, like there's like a glimmer that happens across. I love it. It's a moment.
It's all just an accident too. So good.
Isn't that great when it happens?
Oh, yes, it is. It's so good to hear you say that. Okay. So the Robin, because everyone was like freaking out about the Robin announcement. I'm like, I could have swore I've already processed this.
Yeah.
The other big announcement, Candace is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That candy girl.
Congrats. She wanted it. I just feel like her and Chris are not. I worry about her and Chris.
Mm.
I feel like she already kind of hates him.
Her mom definitely does. So, you know, when you have that in the background, that's always the thing that's like what could push something over the edge. When you have like someone coming into a family and they can't integrate well because you have family members that refuse to like accept them, that's always going to be a thing. When it's someone as big as like your mom, that's a whole situation. So I've always kind of felt like they'll never like fully... I don't know. I feel like there's always going to be like some kind of level of resentment somewhere just because like Dorothy refuses to like acknowledge this man as like a human being. So.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, he also like he can be kind of like embarrassing and like cringy.
Yeah.
Like when he tries to, you know, help her with her career and stuff. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And I feel it's a whole kind of, I don't even watch this show, but I don't know why I'm relating it to them, but like, it's Lindsay and Carl in a way, because it's like, why aren't you working? Like, what are you, you know, like, what are you, and then I know, you know, people always say like, it's okay for one person to have the income and the other one not, but you know, sometimes those dynamics, let me tell you something, when it comes up in an argument, it's hard to get past that. When someone drops dead with your broke ass, then it's like, okay, so that's how you really feel about me. That's how you really feel. Okay. And then it's hard to come back from that. I'm telling you.
Because they got together. He was the manager and she was the hostess. So he was like, to her, Chris was like the guy, you know, but then like, as you move and grow and look at her now, a manager in a restaurant is not very impressive.
And she's like gone through the motions.
You know what I mean? So I could tell. I feel
is he managing a restaurant right now?
I thought he was like still managing some restaurant.
Okay.
Rooftop bar.
You know, I don't watch no more, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't 100% know. I thought it not this past season because I didn't watch, but the season before I was like, I don't think she even likes him anymore.
They did have a rough season like recently.
But yeah,
I think the Giselle stuff brought them back together. So I don't know.
I know that's the irony of it is that whenever Giselle pulls one of her moves, it brings them closer. But it's like right. A very, you know, so I just feel like Candace pursuing her music and being so and getting that success. I feel like I could see her with a like legit producer or something like that, like a heavy hitter.
Because
Candace is a prize.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. Well, let me see who could work with her. You get like maybe the Dream. If you can take him away, if you can pry him away from Beyonce for a minute, you know, or I don't know, DJ Drama or
you're naming. I love that you actually have this catalog. I'm like, I don't know anybody.
I'm like, look, I don't know. I'm like, who else? Not Scooter Braun. Don't go near him.
Not Scooter Braun.
No, stay away from him.
Does
anyone
else even work with him anymore? My God.
Who knows? Who even knows?
Okay, so congrats, I guess, Candace. But then we also got that Crystal is out on Beverly Hills. I have been waiting all week long, checking Dorit's Instagram, waiting for her. I'm like, bitch, if you do not announce that you're not coming back, I am going to be fuming.
Like, are you kidding me?
So Crystal's out, but Dorit is in?
I can't.
She just keeps sliding past every round of contracts. Like,
right.
She doesn't bring enough to the damn show.
Right.
For me to, I don't get it.
She's so annoying. It's the person that you watch in spite of. And I hate when somebody becomes that, because now it's such a, like, with Dorit, it's so obvious that she tries to put on a persona for everyone, like the public. And it's like, you're so inauthentic. Like, can you please, like, get out of my face? I'm so tired of it. Like, we gave her a chance for so long. Then she just got so boring with, you know, okay, well, I got fashion. I have fashion. I have fashion. It's like, okay, well, what else do you have? Because I'm bored, sis.
And now the fashions aren't even fashioning.
No.
Because, like, let's face it, this past season, everything was looking low budget.
Mm-hmm.
It was looking real embarrassing low budget.
Something going on with that PK money. I don't know. Got because to be, too.
It's been questionable for a while, and now it's like, this confirms it.
Yep.
This kind of confirms it.
So we got Anna Marie gone, Crystal gone. Hopefully, if Dorit does leave, that would be perfect because Kyle, one thing that annoys me so much about the Beverly Hills offseason is we have to do this whole thing every single year where it's like Kyle has to come out somewhere on an interview. I don't know if I'm going back. You know you're going back. Shut up. Like, okay, also we know
been,
that.
I've also been checking because I have to check for my backup account because Kyle has had me blocked for years. I keep checking Kyle's too. Like, okay, bitch, you said you weren't sure you were coming back. You said it repeatedly over and over and over again.
Every year.
I'm not coming back. Well, then don't come back.
Exactly. But I think we can do, if we only have Sutton, Garcelle, Erica, and Kyle, you can maybe do something with that. That's enough for a good hard reboot. So, like, but bring in three new ones.
Also, don't forget, this is something where fingers are crossed for. Kyle was not opposed to Kathy and Kim coming back and said that they also would be up for it when she was on Watch What Happens Live. And I've said, listen, if that is what's going to happen, I'm okay with you staying.
Yeah, I can do that. But if
that's not what's going to happen, what are you here for? Because right. I'm salty. I can't watch Buying Beverly Hills. I turn it on to try, but I'm like, oh, I can't.
No, get out of here.
But the clips I've seen, there are all these scenes of Kyle and Mauricio and the kids and everything talking about them separating. And I'm like, this bitch really deprived us on Beverly Hills so that they could give it to her husband's show.
Exactly. Which we're That's not going to watch. Like, stop.
That's rude. I mean, like, there's no loyalty.
Wow.
And Andy's not mad. Andy's like, I feel like they must have some sort of like stake in Buying Beverly Hills too or something. I don't know. Like, they're just like, Andy's not mad about it at all. And I'm like, well, how are you not mad about that? That would make me furious.
I don't get it because I don't know. It's like Candace always said, Lord said, the goalpost is always move. It just feels different for different people. Like, no, I don't understand how
Kyle,
like,
especially.
Yeah. I don't understand how, like, she doesn't have to talk about her life on this show. And if that's talking about your life, then boy, oh boy, we could have kept a myriad of people across the franchises for doing the same because, girl, that's bare minimum.
And actively avoided answering certain questions. Period. Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't answer that were then talked about literally on Buying Beverly Hills. I'm like, so she avoided the question at the reunion because she was going to talk. That's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But I think she's trying to position her daughter, her daughters to be stars. And I'm going to be so mean. I don't care. They're not.
No. What are their names? And I've been watching the show since inception. Like, is this Farrah?
There's Farrah.
Okay. There's I know Alexa. Portia. Don't make
and
me
then
call.
Then there's Portia. Sophia. Don't.
That's the only way I can remember her name. That's all I know.
That was such a good impression, too. You like channeled Nene for a second. That was good. You just did that all subtle too. Like, you didn't even try to make a big deal.
I didn't want to interrupt your moment.
That was so funny. No, Farrah also they're doing interviews, you know, because like that's what you do. You have to do like press tours, and Farrah is like so monotone and boring when she talks. I think I posted in my stories. I'm like, I didn't even finish listening to this because Farrah is just painfully boring. So this show is stupid.
There are four of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, you said Farrah, Alexia, Portia. Who's
Sophia.
The other one? Sophia, okay. Ooh, I'm listening to, this is so random. I'm listening to a true crime podcast right now where there's a Sophia sitting in jail because her brother accused her of being the one that, unalived someone, like her mother-in-law. That's who it was, her mother-in-law. And she's like, it's so good. I'm like three episodes in. I'm like, ooh, this is.
What's it called?
Oh, okay. I knew you were going to ask me. I knew you were going to ask me. I was not prepared. Beyond All Repair. That's the name of it.
Repair. Okay.
Yes. There's a season one and a season two. Listen to season two first.
Oh.
Jump into this one with me. Season one is a different, like
different
a whole
story altogether.
Yeah. So you can listen at any time, but that one's really good too. It's about two kids, one unalived the other one at a camp and then fled at the scene, like got in the, like the camp counselor's car and like just was driving across the country. You know, like it's the whole thing. And then it's like the, you know, the whole like parole. It's mostly about the parole board though and how like corrupt it is in America. So that's a really good one
too. I'm always into that.
Yes.
Because it is. You know what also true crime heads, what also comes out today is the Jinx part two.
Yes.
Which, I mean, let's face it.
That's Durst, right?
That's Durst. And that was kind of our first like big true crime-y thing.
If you're a true crime person, you know the Jinx.
I just rewatched it and I forgot like the twists and the turns and my God, that man.
I should have. Why am I blanking? Why am I blanking? I was going to say, you know, when true crime, you know, there are certain things we all know.
Serial? Like
we know the staircase. That's it. Serial. We know the staircase. We know the Jinx. There are certain things you have to like know as a true crime person to like, you know, it's not just JonBenet Ramsey people. Okay. There are other things you got to know to be a true crime head. Okay.
Serial was our first like podcast.
Yes.
That was the first time everyone was like, have you listened? It's kind of like that. I haven't watched Murders in the Building in a season probably, but it was kind of like that sort of a thing where everyone like listens to Murders in the Building. It was like, that's what Serial was.
Right.
Oof, that was good. We all were like detectives. It was like, do you think he did or not? I'm so gullible that I was like, oh, he's innocent. And then when he got released, I was like, yeah, he's released. And then I told all these people I was excited he was released and they were like, well, he did it. I'm like, wait, what?
I was with you. I never thought he did either. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
I was like, there's no way he could have done it. It was clearly someone else. Okay. But we're just talking to people who are stupid.
What's the one? It was on HBO. I cannot remember the name of it, but you'll know. There are two on HBO that were like really good too that people should know. The one, it was like, what happened to Aunt someone where she's like driving on the highway, kind of crazy.
Aunt Diane.
I think so. Yeah, what happened to Aunt Diane or whatever? That's one. And then the one where the black—I think he's African—the African like soccer coach was dating the white woman, and they accused him.
Sounds familiar.
Yes, they accused him of unaliving one of her kids, and like he left practice, like something about leaving practice that day. He was like, "No, I went to the right." They're like, "No, you went to the left, and you got home earlier, and you had time to do this." But then we all think it was really that guy that like the police refused to like name as a suspect. It's really crazy. I can't remember the name. I'm looking it up and thinking the name of. If y'all know in the comments, tell us. But you know.
I don't know why I'm like, yeah, look it up and tell me. Like I've probably watched it.
You definitely have.
And that's all. Definitely. Here's another gripe I have about being a true crime head.
Yeah.
So I think it was Netflix. Netflix released what did Jennifer do or what Jennifer did or something. I'm like, I already know.
Heard about it 19 times.
Point. Okay. Right. Like I was like, this is a very overdone story. Like we've already like every true crime daily, any podcast, like everyone's covered this. I was like, this was so not. And of course I watched it just to see how they covered it, but I was like, dude. Nothing new.
I think the Crime Junkies introduced me to this like in 2018, maybe like that. It was a whole thing because I remember as soon as I saw like pop up on Netflix, I was like, oh, is that the one where the black man broke into your home?
Yes.
I remember your sis. I remember your sis.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
She was like demonstrating how she did it. See, I always wonder like, do detectives ever get like secondhand embarrassment? when they know like they have proof, like here's the evidence that it was them, but they want to like give them an opportunity to, you know, tell their side,
right,
see what they say. And when they put on like a whole performance and they're crying and like, do detectives ever go like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing for you, I know you did it, this is just an act,
like you did, sis, we know
you
it
did,
it's okay,
honey. Yeah, it's okay.
You have, so you definitely see who who blanked Garrett Phillips?
Yep, seen it.
That's it. That's the one about the soccer coach. Y'all know it.
Seen it. Mm-hmm. No, I've been so desperate for true crime because I just don't. I've seen literally everything. Like I've gone through the Max catalog of true crime. Like seen it. Paramount Plus, all the Showtime ones. Seen it. So I've gone to YouTube again because YouTube's a good one. You'll find some like off brand. true crime stuff on there. Some of them can be weird. Some of them, yeah, like, this is just weird and odd. But like that's been keeping me a little more fed.
That's so funny you say that, because like for a while, like working from home, like during like the whole COVID time, my cousin introduced. She was like, "Well, I know you love true crime." She's like, "You won't need to actually watch the video because they're doing their makeup. But here are all the makeup girls I watch that tell the true crime stories." I'm like, "I'll trunk it out." So like I'm watching girls like beating their face actively, like talking about true crime. I'm like, yeah, I know. Yeah, look at that rouge. Oh my God.
No, I have to say that is a talent, because
it is.
Pia and I actually talked about this, because both of us have at one point tried to do those get ready with me while we talk about whatever. And it's so hard.
Because they time it perfectly, because like the face is finished like right at the climax of the story. I'm like, oh my God, like how did you do that
like because like both of us were like, I have to stop to do my makeup, like I can't right. like talk. I'm like, so there's no, so this is the most boring video ever, because it's like me just putting on my makeup for real and not telling exactly you the story.
Oh, okay, last thing, have you ever seen Outcry on Showtime?
Yep.
That's okay. I was about to say, that's the one that like for a while had me like super hooked. I was like, he didn't do it, y'all. Like, leave this man alone. He didn't do it. Absolutely not.
He didn't do it.
So if y'all haven't watched that one, watch it.
I have a very hard time with the true crime ones that are about innocent people that end up serving like all this time.
I know.
It like grinds my gears like nothing else. It's such an injustice, and they have to be in prison. Like, oh my God. Like, I was trying to watch The Innocence Files. I think I only got like 3 episodes, and I'm just bawling. I'm like, I can't watch this shit.
Oh, I know. Anything about The Innocence Project just like gets me. I know.
They're like,
I know.
35 years and they get released, and it's like, that is your whole entire life.
Let me tell you the stuff that I like super, super, super struggle with. I struggle with stuff where like the person is guilty, but they end up getting treated differently than other guilty people about stuff. Cause then you have to like, in your mind, like have to like kind of balance the two out. It's like, I'm not going to sympathize with someone that committed this crime, but like also, why is their punishment not the same as all of these people over here? Like, why are they getting like super fun? Like, why is their parole stuff so much? It's weird. Like, I hate that. Like,
injustice really makes us crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Pisses us the hell off. The other thing that happened is, this is the big shocker, is Todd from Real Housewives of Miami filed for divorce while Alexia was on like a cruise or something, I guess. And she came home there was a letter of intent to file. What the fuck?
I mean, if you're going to surprise someone, that's how you do it. But gee, my God.
Like, I need to know all the goddamn... I mean, granted, we could see there was trouble in paradise.
So, right.
But, like, Alexia wasn't admitting that.
It never was. She wasn't going to give these girls ammunition to use against her.
Uh-uh. And, like, it's really giving weight to what Adriana said, which is that as she was leaving the party and she sees Todd was like... something like, I got to work on my marriage, or there's trouble. Like, basically it was like, I need to break up with Alexia. I don't know. Like, it was that kind of thing. We were like, okay, Adriana, I don't know. I don't know if I honestly didn't know if I believed Adriana.
Right. Like, right.
You know, you can be a little wild.
Right.
But I'm starting to think that maybe he did.
Listen, nowadays, I mean, there's vindication all the way. I feel like this Potomac people are going to be mad at me. I feel like there's a lot more credence to everything Sharice says about Karen Huger nowadays. There's a lot more credence with this. I'm like, I'm starting to believe some stuff. The people that we cast asunder seem to know the most about these people. I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Can you imagine that though? You're literally, I mean, Todd, my God, you're a menace to like hug. I'm thinking about like olden days, but like to hug someone like outside the cruise ship and like wave them off, and then to immediately go like to Dr. Nicole's husband and be like, oh yeah, I need to file a divorce and make it within 7 days because she'll be back really soon. Like Harry.
That's wild. And then so she releases, she posted in her stories that she was all shocked. And so I then, of course, keep checking Todd's Instagram. Like, is he going to talk about it? But then he started posting these really weird, like, business. I think that's always what he posts, but like business advice things.
True.
And then one of them was like, who do you marry?
Oh, I know you lying.
One of them was, who do you marry? No mention of Alexia at all, but it was like, marry, it was really weird advice. It was like, marry someone's potential. And I'm like, that's literally the opposite of what people say.
Right. I wish I would.
I'm that starving. Was weird.
Maybe you can. Okay. Listen, 18, 19 year olds that are just determined to get married. You know, some people just have to get married like right out of high school for some reason. If you're one of those people, okay, marry for potential. If you're a fully formed adult talking about marrying for potential, girl, go to hell. Like, no, don't. You need somebody that has a bank account, is on solid standing. Like, no, we're not doing these little boy games, these little girl games anymore. Like, stop it. We not, after a while, potential is, you know, if you ain't tapped into it yet, then okay, girl, it's just like, all right.
What are you even talking about? Yeah,
you're
no,
right.
But Todd does really creepy content like that. It's like really weird business advice content. And it's like, sir, I'm not even sure I understand what you do.
Right. He gives me like sleazo vibes, though. Oh, just yeah. Like all about him. Like, and he dresses like, what does he do for a living? He dresses like a crooked lawyer, but I know he's
no,
not.
No, he dresses
lawyer, right?
Like a crooked lawyer for mm-hmm. sure. He really does. Well, and also the way he was giving Alexia gifts, like the gift he got her for her birthday, that where they were at the basketball game and he like had the gift like presentation in the locker room of the basketball game. It was some watch that didn't even fit her. That looked yeah. like it was for a man. And I was like, did he get this as a gift from someone? And then he was like, this will be what I give Alexia on camera to make it look right. like we're doing really well.
Right. And now
it was
the yarn.
It was
oh my
weird.
God. Essie going to this same story. She said, my dad basically told my mom he was moving out as she was leaving for the airport.
Whoa.
Aww. Sorry, oh, she Essie. Also said that Todd gave Alexia a watch 2 years in a row. Oh.
No, yeah, it was 2 years in a row. And I think it was the first year it was a little bit more believable. But the second year I was like, I think he just has a bunch of these watches somewhere. Like some jeweler gave them to him. And he's like, perfect. These will be my props that I use.
I'm going to shroud this in mystery because I don't want the family member to get mad, but I have someone that you a cousin that used to date this guy years ago. So like she's married and everything now, but years ago used to date this guy, and he would always like for some reason get her a watch for her birthday, and they would be like it was like the weirdest, like the choice of watch he would get was so weird, because like it was obviously like he would go like to Walmart and get like one that he knew like she loved, like she was a Disney fan, so like he would go and get like one with a Mickey Mouse in the face and stuff like that, and it was like okay,
a watch,
you know, and he did it like 3 years in a row. I was like, this is getting kind of weird. Like,
yeah,
what
no,
because
it's one thing, like a real expensive watch, but like right. just a Mickey Mouse watch is not. That's how you get an adult.
Right. And she got literally the third year. You know, obviously, like, she's not going to embarrass him in front of everyone. But, like, when me and her, it was just me and her, she's like, God damn, if I don't know how to tell the time by now, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I'm like, yeah. Like, are you not sick of this?
What a stupid gift.
Right.
Three years in a row. Get out of here.
Right.
Okay. Last bit of Bravo news. So, Brittany and Jax, we know they're separated. It's kind of crazy because they still do their podcast together. They still record their damn podcast. It's just very confusing.
Sure.
But a bit ago, Jax had posted a picture of himself and who we found out later was this woman named Lori, who's their publicist. Both of their publicists, by the way. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was just a very familiar looking picture. Like it looked more intimate than like a friend.
Yeah.
But it seemed to be fine. However, then this past week, they're in, Lori and Jax are in Canada together, and Brittany has unfollowed both of them.
Oh.
So I'm sure that's not an accident. A coincidence. I'm sure that is intentional because the picture, I should have had it so I could put it up. But the picture was very, very intimate. Like it was not a picture for friends. So I'm sure now it's confirmed. And I just want to know, are they going to still keep recording their podcast?
Right. I mean, don't lose the moneymaker.
why even follow? They must have a contract on that podcast because like she could just do her own podcast. He could just do his own podcast. Like if right. they really but they really needed that like income. To me, it's weird that they do this podcast together. Like they sit and they record with like crews sometimes there. I'm like, but you guys aren't together. I don't get it.
Right.
It's odd.
That's weird.
One of my many phases during COVID was being a drop shipper. And I learned all about how to run an e-commerce business. And I said, this is hard. So if you are an e-commerce business owner, you can relate to the amount of work that goes into it. And you probably want to optimize your workflow and reduce your costs, especially with shipping. I had no idea shipping was so expensive. I'm usually the consumer. But in order to break a profit, you have got to find good, affordable shipping. But it also has to be reliable. Otherwise, you're going to get all kinds of bad reviews. It's not easy. So ShipStation has an easy-to-use dashboard. You can automate shipping tasks. You can manage orders. You can print labels. But then the other part that's ideal is you can save thousands on shipping costs because you get discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, USPS. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So that says everything you need to know. You can also scale your business and reduce warehouse costs because ShipStation's reliable enterprise solutions does that for you. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code SheSpeaks to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code SheSpeaks. Okay, now on to non-Bravo update. The armor for the Rust movie where there was the shooting and the unaliving of the director, right? She was sentenced to 18 months in prison, which is the max sentence. But she had been, I'm going to put up some of the call transcripts from the phone calls.
Ooh.
When she was in jail, she was talking to her mom and said some crazy ass shit.
Oh my God. Do you want me to read it out loud?
Can you actually? Because I can't see it from where I just think.
Yes. Okay. It says, Hannah says that the other girls in jail were saying that I can't believe they threw your little pretty white ass in here for nothing. Then the other highlighted thing says, this is some bullshit. Hannah laughs loudly. The male says that he has been to jail before. She says she didn't think she would like it, but now she does. Hannah says that she can't believe that the judge put her in jail. Hannah talks about the jury and how they only took 2 effing hours and how she got the book thrown at her. She says that everyone lied on the stand except for 2 or 3 experts. She talks about the witnesses and how they all lied. She says that they didn't need to be shaking the dummies all the time. She complains about what happened on set and says people are going to unalive on set.
What? So, what? No, they're not.
We?
That's not. That's what?
My good
lady. Is that all? Is that done?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that, Kendrick.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Yeah. So the judge was like, "You're not even sad or remorseful or anything." So 18 months is the max I can sentence you to. So I shall. Alec Baldwin's trial is coming up, though. So, Ooh. Yeah. Now, I almost feel like the way it's gone down for this armorer is good for him.
Yeah.
Because it's proof. It's a little more proof that, like, she was just that negligent and it wasn't necessary. But he also was the producer on this movie.
Yeah,
that's the other part that's really tricky, because it's like before this even happened, people were complaining like crazy about the conditions for the crew. So it was like it was kind of bad all around. So I don't know. But what if he gets 18 months?
Is he up on the same charges as her?
I don't know exactly.
Probably. Oh, I wonder.
I don't know. I think hers was me. I don't know. I can't. I don't know exactly. That's a good question. But I know that when we, I think you and I were talking about it, he can get up to 18 months as well. because that was like the involuntary manslaughter charge or something. And both of us were like, that doesn't seem like a lot for involuntary manslaughter. And you'll be released early, probably. I don't know. Actually, I have no idea.
But he won't.
I don't know why Alec Baldwin feels like someone who has already been to prison. Why do I feel like we've already seen him in like...
You know, those Baldwin brothers, I always get confused. Is Stephen the one that was always like the troublemaker?
Yeah. But they really, God, they look so similar.
Right. I'll never be able to tell them apart. I just know. Who's on Friends? Was that Alec?
Yes, that's Alec. Uh-huh.
Okay. That's the only one I know. I don't know the others.
Ew. Yeah, but I just feel like I could totally see Alec Baldwin going to prison. I don't know why, like kind of tracks for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up we have, now this is by no means new news.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman who was shot in the face in the Diddy J-Lo club shooting, her name is Anya.
Mm-hmm.
She has released a video. I'm going to play it. It's a little long. It kind of starts slow, but I just cannot believe that like Diddy got away with doing this. And this poor woman she has always said Diddy did it. Like she has always said that.
Well, I'm sorry. Released a video of what?
I'll show you. Just talking to the camera. All right, here we go. Just start talking to the camera. Imagine it was like released a video of her getting shot.
I was about to say, okay, I can't handle this right now.
Like I would be able to play that.
Right. I'm like, good. I'm like, where did she get this footage from?
I am, and by the way, I'm sure there is a security I'm sure there is something, but mm-hmm. Diddy gets shit shut down. He pays them off to like, mm-hmm. that's what he did with that hotel. Cassie talks about it in her lawsuit where mm-hmm. like she finally, like while he's sleeping, she runs out the door and he sees it as she's running out the door. So he goes running after her and is grabbing like any vase that's in the hallway, ooh. And throwing it at her. And she's like, and then he paid the hotel all this money to ruin the security footage.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So that's he does that. Okay, here we go.
The P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Puffy, Sean Puffy Combs, whatever you want to call him, lawsuit that has come out involving the producer Lil Rod. So basically his last two major lawsuits, the one with Cassie, she made mention that Puffy made her carry his guns into nightclubs and wherever they went. And he threatened her to make her feel like she had to do so. And while there were lots of things of importance, that stood out to me. And I'm going to tell you why. In this lawsuit with the producer Lil Rod, they were both SA'd by him and threatened and physically harmed. But in this lawsuit, he appears to be a very young producer to me. But he said something very specific. As a means of threatening him, Puffy said, that's why I shot up the club in New York back in 1999 and let Shine take the fall for it. Let me tell you why that's of utmost importance to me. Because I am the woman who he shot in the face in that 1999, December 27th, 1999, Club New York shooting. I have told everyone ad nauseum since then, even the surgeon who did the surgery to take the bullet. I got shot in my face with a 9 millimeter hollow point bullet called a cop killer.
How did she survive?
Right.
I literally have told everyone and never changed what I said. I watched him. I got pow-powed in the face.
Isn't that crazy?
I watched him fire the gun. I've said it all this time. Even the surgeon who did my surgery to take out part of the bullet fragments that was aspirating into my lungs and try to remove as many bullet fragments as possible testified in the criminal trial that while they were putting me under, I was screaming, Puffy, pew, pew, me in the face. He testified in the criminal trial. It is in the record. They all knew he did it. Everybody knew he did it.
Wow.
But he paid off the club bouncer named Charisse and all these other people and the club owners.
Not
Charisse.
Not Charisse.
I told everybody that. This man almost took my life, has traumatized my life, has caused undue harm, irreparable damage to my life. Lied his behind off. I've had all these youngins on the internet harassing me, swearing that I'm making it up that he did it. And look what he did to Little Rod. He threatened him. Oh, you don't think I bust my gun? I shot up the club in Club New York and let Shine take the fall for it. I shot them people. Well, well, well. It only took 24 whole years for it to come out. You see this tattoo? This commemorates me getting shot. It took 24 years for him to come out and say it. I've been saying it all along, but y'all pick and choose who y'all want to believe. Oh, baby. You ain't seen nothing yet. Not only did he pew me in the face, he also set off a course of harassment against me for the past 24 years.
Oh, I bet.
Right.
When I tell you the things I went through, there was a time in 2017 and 2018 where I got 7 flats on my BMW. 7, the same tire in a 2-year span. 7 on the same tire, and they were all new. Every time it happened, I had to get a new tire. I have the pictures to prove it. Harassing me. You want to know why? Because prior to Cassie, I was the only person to be victimized by him and then to successfully sue him and get paid. And he had to pay me out of his pocket. He has never gotten over that.
Ooh.
Oh, baby. You see this RICO charge that's about to come? This conspiring and peering up the club and ruining or attempting to ruin my life. As God as my witness, I will not stop until you suffer every single iota of punishment, until I have every second of recompense that you took from me.
Recompense.
For every tear that I had
good word.
Or my children had to cry, I am going to get $1 million back from you.
Get it, baby.
I will not stop until you pay the price for what you did to my life. And for all you people out there on the internet and in cyberspace and in the far reaches of my life or the perimeters or wherever, who always like, oh, she just saying that to get some. Hell, what you got to say now? What you got to say now?
Blue.
I had some youngins on the internet that ain't even old enough, that weren't even alive when it happened, arguing me down, cussing me out, calling me everything but a child of God. Go check Instagram. It's there. Harassing my life. Harassing me. Oh, you lying. He ain't do that to you. You just want clout. You just chasing clout. What is that to chase clout about?
Right?
How is that clout chase worthy? It doesn't even make sense. Well, I guess
poor woman.
It makes sense in this new generation. But you better believe I will have my say. I will have my say. Hashtag having my say. Hashtag the dopest nerd ever. Hashtag Ebb Talks.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't seen or heard nothing yet.
Good.
I've had my say. The best and the rest is yet to come.
I believe every word.
Every word. How maddening to be like, this man shot me in the face and now I'm getting called a liar.
Right.
Getting harassed, getting my tires slashed.
Because the thing is, like, I'm one of those people too. Like, I tend to lead towards, like, you know, I need tangible evidence to believe. Like, I'm always going to give people the benefit of the doubt. But he's someone that I feel like every, like, corner of the United States has a story about him that he's like paid to go away. Like, there's just been too many things out there about him for so long now that it just seems like, okay, this is more than like where there's smoke, there's fire. This is like the national rainforest is burning down because of this man. It just feels so weird. Can I say three things about this video real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Number one is, now wait just one second there, glasses. Okay, the other thing is... I was thinking it the whole time. I was like, oh, I love the shit. I love the glasses.
How did I not see that coming?
I know. I thought you would see it a mile away, but it's okay.
Oh my God.
The second thing is, how good would it be if it was Sharice from Potomac to like bring this all the way around? That was the bodyguard at the club that night. Like, Sharice, I need you to tell your story. You know, Sharice used to be with the ballers and the shot callers back in the day, okay? She was with the NBA guys, so maybe she was the one in the club. But that's, maybe that's how her and old boy met. Like, I don't know. I'd love to see it.
I could see Sharice covering up for shit like that.
Sharice, tell your story. And then the third thing, what did she mean? She said she got a tattoo and she said it was to commemorate her being shot. Like, what does that mean? Was she like, was it covering up like where she was shot, or was she just like, she never wanted to forget?
I don't
like,
know.
What did she mean?
I think it was just like the date on it or something. Like,
oh,
I couldn't tell. It was such a dark video that I couldn't tell what right. it said on it, but I guess you just got like a tattoo with the date on it. But how do you get shot in the face and live?
That's my question. Like, my God, like, God was on your side that day.
How far away were you? Or like, I don't know. Like, that just, I have so many questions.
Right. At the Priya in the comments said the glasses were necessary.
Glasses
they were. They made their story so much more credible. I believe every word.
I know, right? The glasses. Well, she has glasses on, guys. So we know that she's real. Mm-hmm. I says Shine was in a video this week and he more or less admitted he said he took the fall for someone, but he stopped short of saying it was Diddy.
Yep. Because and we all, like, I think we know him, so I think he knew that we were all going to assume it was Diddy too. So, okay, Shine. Okay.
Yeah, like he was like, I did take the fall, but I'm not going to. Although I feel like now Diddy has just lost a lot of power, hasn't he? He's still not arrested.
Right. Oh, the people are not on your side, Diddy. So,
no.
We'll see. No, Jess Kelly in the comments said, I wonder if Hella Holla Thomas has some Diddy stories. Remember, that was one of her people that was a Destiny
was so
Child
proud
and
of that.
Diddy, right, with her claim to fame.
She's
in the black community.
I am an ally. Okay?
Yes.
I am an ally. Ooh. And then, yeah. Oh, God. That was her performance with that, her little pop-in season.
Oh, my God.
With Ebony, it was so bad.
With that written apology on Watch What Happens Live, it was like, oh, girl, this is embarrassing. Like, okay.
It just kept getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
I have a quality problem, and this is a problem I wouldn't trade for anything. And that is, I've lost some weight, and most of my clothes don't fit. So I have a problem to solve, and I'm putting that in quotes because honestly, couldn't be happier, but I need to now get a bunch of clothes that fit me. And so I'm loving Quince because Quince gives you luxury essentials at affordable prices. Like, I got this purse here. This purse is so well made. It's so fab. Now, I know that this is a one size fits all situation, but literally this purse has become my entire personality and I just want to show it off whenever I can. But I've also gotten a Mongolian cashmere sweater for $50. And I've got my eye on some silk tops. Also, they've got jewelry, 14 karat gold jewelry. And this is how Quince can price things so affordably. They partner directly with top factories. So that cuts out the middleman. They give those savings to us. And here's the most important part of this is that Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/shespeaks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/shespeaks to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/shespeaks. Okay, that is enough of this wrap-up business. Let's get into Martha.
Let's do it.
Great, great season. Honestly, like I love their dynamics. I do enjoy sitting and cozying up and watching an episode.
It was a reward for, like, even though I didn't make it through it, but it was a reward for making it through Potomac each week. Like, if you sat through Potomac, here's your real prize. Like, now at 8 o'clock, now you get to watch Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. So there you go.
Yes. People. Yes. Not this past week, but last week's episode.
Yes.
This is when Shanice threw the, like, neon foam party slip and slide thing. Mm-hmm. There is a moment where Amir is spelling out team, and why can't he spell that word?
Him and Brian Benny, I'm telling you.
that worries me. Team? No, they're like, he's like, someone said there's no I in team or whatever. He's like, yes, there is, or something like that. I don't remember. I'm like, no. We need to back up. This man does not know how to spell team.
And I think the week before that's when Preston had to correct him about how to pronounce a word, because he said something.
What did he say? Fuck, now I can't remember.
I know. You wrote it down, like, for us to talk about on that episode, too. I did not remember the word.
I can't remember it. Damn it. Also, so Shanice invites some guys over, of course. And Noelle is enjoying a little flirt. Noelle is having a good time. But then later...
As she should have, too.
As she should have. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then she's talking to Alex in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and they're having, like, I don't know, there seems to be like a vibe. Summer comes in and goes, sorry, guys, I'm coming in. I just need to find my phone. Pardon me. Pardon moi. I'm like, oh, she's that girl now.
Yeah. Oh,
and they just like stop talking, and then they're like, let's just get ready. Oh, Summer.
Right. We'll see.
Not Nick wearing a crop top on his runs.
Child.
Did you see that?
Nick, please.
Nick in his crop top. So Jordan tells Shanice a story about Summer. And apparently Summer came to visit her and was like making out all crazy and hooking up with this bartender. Mm-hmm. It must have been real bad. It must have been real raunchy.
Right.
Or it could be something that's that embarrassing. Yeah. Also, like, kind of weird.
But it was Jordan that was saying that, right?
Yeah.
The most dramatic person on Bravo. So it might have just been a smooch on the cheek outside of her apartment building, for all we know.
Yeah, like, I was like, how bad could it have been?
Right. These people know I live here. Like, okay, what do you, like, you're not going to get put out because people were kissing on the street. Like, calm down. My God.
Like, it is New York, you know?
Right. They've seen worse. They literally have to fight rats to get in here every day. So, like, it's okay.
Right? Okay, so they call a house meeting to discuss the guest situation.
They love a house meeting. I love it, too.
I love when they call a house meeting. Like, yes, let's do it. I love the house meeting. They all hate it. I love them.
Yeah.
But they are presenting the idea of possibly Phil coming out. And it's just like a hard no across the board. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she's like, what if he apologizes to everyone? And Amir's like, remember how you guys called him the next day? And he was like, I'm not fucking sorry for anything. Mm-hmm. So he sucks. But Bria has this line that really irritates me in her interview. She goes, he didn't physically assault anyone, maybe with his words, but if you're going to let someone's words get to you, maybe you should check yourself. Bria, you can't handle anyone's words ever.
Ever. Ever.
You walk out and leave and are dramatic all the time.
Right.
So don't. Okay? Okay. Then Jasmine presents Mariah as an option. And literally everyone's like, yes, we love Mariah. We want Mariah to come. And Bria's like, I don't think so. But she does let it go. She's like, okay, fine. I trust you. If she, you know, Jasmine insists that, like, she actually wants to talk to Bria and Amir, because Amir also has an issue with Mariah. Mm-hmm. And Bria's like, okay, fine. But then they go and they call Phil. And apparently, Phil and Mariah talk every day. Now, I was like, Mariah seems way too, like, evolved to be talking to someone like Phil.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
What? But Phil then, of course, is like, well, that's funny that, you know, they don't want me there. But Mariah is like definitely going because she told me that she was going to try to pop up. And like Jasmine's flying Mariah out. She's landing on the first. And this sends Bria into this spiral because she feels like then Jasmine was being deceptive,
right,
or something. But meanwhile, all this is happening. Preston is like crying. And he's like, it's really hard being the only gay person in the house because I do not want Phil here. Like, Phil really triggered me. Mm-hmm. Now, was that because Phil was like, so like, what I think they edited it weird. I couldn't understand exactly what he meant.
If I remember season one correctly, during that whole like debacle, I think something that he said to Preston was really what triggered Amir to have his reaction. Because remember, Amir like wanted to fight Phil. And I think he said something like, what did he say? I think he commented on his clothes or something, like something triggering to like, like that didn't feel welcoming to like a gay person.
Basically. Oh, he did comment on his clothes.
Yeah. And I think that one, because like the poop, like Amir was like, that's stupid. You know, he like, that was like a thing, but like not a real thing. But I think once he said something to Preston, that's kind of what set him off to like have that kind of explosive reaction that he had. So I think that's what they're referring to, but I lie sometimes, so I don't know.
But I lie sometimes, me too. At dinner that night though, Bria confronts Jasmine about the Mariah thing, and like I actually think I follow what Jasmine is saying, because Jasmine's saying, well, I got her a ticket because of prices, like the price difference of getting something last minute versus something, like, you know what I mean? So she's like, I just did that. However, if we had talked about it and you were very clearly like, no, she's not to come here, then we change the flight.
You're right. Another
change it to something else. But Bria still feels so deceived. I don't like, I'm having a hard time. When that it was explained to me, I was like, oh, doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. A whole lot of it. This kind of goes back to
I love that you don't like Bria so much. It makes because I don't like Bria at all.
And you know what's crazy? I go on such a journey with Bria too, because there are sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, okay, Bria, I actually understand this reaction. But then literally the next scene, I'm like, nope, off your team. I'm off your team every time she does something.
Like, well, no, because that's how that's how I felt about her when they originally brought up Mariah, and she was just like, okay, I believe you. I was like, okay, Bria?
Right. I was like, oh, I can get
on board with this. Look at you growing. That, nope, never mind.
Exactly. Like, nope. But I felt the same way. It feels like Bria's I don't even want to say privilege, but her spoiled kind of behavior, because she's, you know, she has this boyfriend that just flies in, hands out watches and all this stuff. So, oh no, why wouldn't you wait to buy the plane ticket? Because I'm economically responsible. So like, why, like, it's not crazy that I would buy it while it's at this price, knowing that I can't talk to y'all for however many days about this and it's going to go up. Like, that's not a thing. I can cancel it if I need to cancel it. But otherwise, I'm sorry. I'm doing it.
I think when you said that, for some reason, something clicked. Bria is trying to say, without like doing the breaking the fourth wall, why didn't you tell me that you bought this ticket before we got out here?
Right.
That's what she's trying. Okay. It's like a show thing, but it's like, well, that doesn't make good TV.
Right.
Had to ask on camera.
Exactly.
What am I going to just be like? Imagine if Jasmine had said that to us. Imagine if Jasmine was like, I asked Bria if it was okay if Mariah came, and we had a conversation about it, and she said it was okay. I'm like, no, I want to see it.
Can I read a comment real quick?
Please.
IA on YouTube said, I hope this is a safe place to say that I can't stand Jordan. I never have. I feel that her way of speaking to people is awful, and she is always the victim. She's a baby Giselle. Oh, IA, this must be your first live.
we have a hard time with Jordan.
Yes, we have a very hard time with Jordan over here, and we will be getting into it, so don't you worry.
You are in a safe space.
Yes, but also, just so you know, IA, I love me some Giselle.
I was going to say, lost him at the end there. He loves Giselle. You lost him at the end there. But I do feel like it's a pretty privileged type of thing.
Yes. I Jordan just gives me that, like, does she, you do you know those people? I have people in my life that I feel like they honestly can't function in, like, peace. Like, you know, all of us are trying to get to a place where, like, oh my God, I'm financially responsible. Yep. I'm comfortable. I'm this, I'm that. There are just some people that, like, if everything around them is not chaos, they feel like they can't function. And Jordan is one of those people. So, like, everything has to be an explosive reaction. It has to be this and that. And we'll, I'll elaborate on that more once we talk about the next episode. Cause she, whoo, she did something that truly made me like, okay, I don't care what you do because I'm not coming back on your team ever, ever.
So excited. I can't wait. Oh my God. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets at one point kind of confused. Like they're at the dinner. Everyone, like, it's just kind of chaotic. And at one point everyone gets confused and thinks that Bria said something about Phil coming to the house. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, that's not what's happening. And Bria goes, bugging out for no fucking reason. Ma'am, look in the mirror.
Exactly.
Look in the mirror. Okay?
The call is coming from inside the house, Bria. Please answer the phone.
So then Jordan tries to, like, translate what Bria, like, why Bria is upset about the Mariah ticket thing. Mm-hmm. And Summer starts contributing too. And she's like, it's not that deep. And everyone's just like, shut up, Summer. She's like, okay, God, guys.
Right.
Okay. I also hate when people say it's not that deep. It's one of my least favorite phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's usually said when someone's in the middle of telling you their feelings.
Right.
And someone goes, it's not that deep. I'm like, it's just condescending. It's shut up. Maybe it is. It's not that deep. I don't like that. I hate that phrase. But then Jasmine tells Bria, I'm not setting you up with this whole Mariah thing. And Bria goes, it feels shady. And Jasmine says, I see sun. And I love that line.
I like me some Jasmine. I like me some Jasmine.
I do too. I think it's. It's an easy to, like, I think I will always gravitate towards someone who feels like they're being left out.
Yeah.
And even though she kind of, Jasmine was like getting on my last nerve last season because of, like, it's just, it was tough to watch her with Silas and that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Suddenly I like forgot his name. but this season, I just want to give her a big hug because she was kind of like the protagonist of the show last year, lead. And then, like she comes back and they all kind of kicked her out of the group and I just felt so bad for her.
Yeah, they were assholes to Jasmine. I feel like across the board, I feel like everybody, and I think it's much deeper than like what we saw on camera too. I think exactly how you just said it. I think that they saw she was positioned as the lead and wanted to change that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you know I'm a conspiracy. I always think something else is going on behind the camera.
You do, yeah, that is
how I feel.
Okay, so Amir makes Shanice and Summer have a conversation right there at the table. Mm-hmm. And Shanice is like, I felt tension between us, and Summer's like, I've never felt that with you. But then Summer says about the clothes thing to me, she's like, I didn't mean to say that. Like, it's not like you don't look good. You have the best body out of anyone at this table. The whole table is like. that's specifically avoiding the clothes thing too. Right. Like it's not like you don't look good, you have a great body, like that isn't okay, you missed
right
me. So a couple people start laughing and Summer's like, stop laughing, and Jordan goes, no one is laughing, and I'm like, oh, but they literally were, and so
like
Summer's
literally
like, they were, and Jordan goes, why are you turning up? I'm like, but the way you even said it, like no one is laughing, like the way you said that would make me be like, what the fuck? Like they were
right
just laughing, like that was rude. But then Jordan goes, let me just look at the floor. So then she just looks at the fucking floor while they finish the conversation.
I would have been like, thank you, because I'm so sick of you chiming in on anything we have to say at this table.
God, I would love it if Kendrick was there in this cast.
I know. Because
imagine it's like, thank you.
Right. Let me say one thing too while you're before you go to the next thing. I think it was Chelsea Barkus on YouTube said that she didn't watch Martha's Vineyard because her first experience with Jordan was on Winter House. And so she was like, I can't bring myself to watch the show. Watch Martha's Vineyard. It's so good. Just ignore Jordan because she's going to get on your nerves. Absolutely. On
the show. And Winter House was a horrible example for literally every single person. Like, no one looked good. Like, I honestly, like, watching Winter House, I was like, everyone looks annoying and stupid. Like, I'm glad they're not doing it again. Well, at least they say they're not doing it again because I'm like, just unnecessary.
Retool it. Like, let me cast it next season. Like, if y'all
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I also just think it's a weird thing to do for the whole, like, for everyone in terms of, like, timing, because where they film their original shows and then when they film that, it's like so much time has passed since we even need it. So I just feel like it's sort of like programming wise, it's kind of silly and unnecessary.
Yes.
Summer and Shanice are making up and Bria is texting her mom. I want to go home. And then she just interrupts everything. And she's like, I'm going to go. I have my car. The car is here.
Bria and Jordan were made for each other. Honestly, I'd love to see those two just like hanging out for a day. Cause I have to imagine like no decision being made is easy. I can't imagine. Like, you want to take an Uber Black? Oh, I was thinking a Lyft and, you know, like, I think we do. Okay, we're both going to get there. Like, what do you mean? Like, shut up. Stop.
Yeah. So Nick walks Bria out and Preston is like, I'm over it. I'm like, me too. But a couple of the girls go to the bathroom. So Summer asks Preston if she's like, was I wrong with how I talked to Jordan? And he goes, you do raise your voice sometimes. And Summer's like, and Jordan doesn't?
Right.
And he goes, yes, she does too. And then Summer's like, well, when I do it, I'm in the wrong. But when she does it, no one says anything.
It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it that moment. Yes.
Yeah. Preston does say, he's like, both of them could watch their tones, honestly, which I think is probably true because Summer has had a tone for sure. Which is like
Summer has a temper, but I feel like most situations hers is warranted when she like kind of reacts, like not warranted, but like it's understandable when she does something. Jordan just likes to fly off the handle. And I kind of feel like that's the difference between those two. And
Jordan is always on edge, ready to fly off the handle. Like she's always like ready to be like mad.
Always. And I feel like I need that's one thing I do hope Preston does more in the future. I hope he, because I honestly think that him and Jordan and maybe a couple others have some like solidified like alliance kind of situation going on just coming like into that, this season. And so I hope he gets better at calling her out for the mess she does too, because I don't think you can watch this show for too long and like take Jordan's side. So I hope he gets better at that before people start calling them, you know, biased.
Yeah, that's what like you said it right. Like Preston could end up going through a bad season for not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they go to a club and Alex is flirting, which sends Noelle into a spiral, which I thought was ironic because she was flirting with Shanice's friends that showed up to that little party. Mm-hmm. But then she goes, Noelle pulls Alex outside. Oh, it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because he was flirting with her.
Right.
He was, but that's what Alex does.
Exactly.
He likes to create a special bond.
He likes to take the fishing pole, catch the fish, but then once the fish like wants to like go on land, he's like, oh, let me throw you back because that wasn't my intent. I just want you to know that you can be caught by me.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And so when they make a mistake, like telling him, I think you're cute or whatever, he's like, oh, I mean, I think you're great. You're a really sweet girl. I'm like, oh, that is such an insult.
Exactly.
I think you're a really sweet girl. That is just the most rejecty sounding thing ever. It's like you just trying to embarrass all of her right now.
Exactly. He is the definition of like the toxic man you need to look out for in real life.
No, for real.
He almost grosses me out a lot of the time because I'm just like, why do I, like, I can't imagine, like, I can understand, like, why women find him attractive, like, initially.
Oh,
but
yeah,
once
yeah.
you get to know him, like, no, it's like, stop. Like, just go get away from him. Get away from him. And I'm glad that Noelle learned early because
yes,
I think we all collectively love us some Noelle. So, like, we need her to get with, go back to whoever that guy was that you were flirting with in the pool. Like, go back to him, invite him over mm-hmm. again and see what's going on. Cause mm-hmm. Alex is not the move.
Yeah. Fucking Alex goes back inside and he's like, it was an ambush. It's like she already decided up in her mind that I am her man. Oh, fuck you. Fuck, you're such an asshole.
God.
But okay, the big moment is they pull up to the, they get in the cars and they get back to the house mm-hmm. and Summer's in the front. So it's at, which Amir is driving, right? Does Amir not drink anymore?
I don't know.
Because I know that they're very strict about that. Like if you've been drinking, they do not let them drive. But yeah, he was, like, driving the car home. I mean, we know Alex doesn't drink, but I was just like, oh. But anyway, so it's Alex driving, Summer's in the front seat, Jordan's in the back seat with Preston, and Jordan tells Summer, let's talk. And Summer opens the door and Jordan goes, oh, and you're leaving. Great. And then Summer turns around like on 10, right. I'm not leaving. I need air because it's hot. And then they go back and fucking forth. And a couple times, like, I think Summer tries to get Preston involved. But then Preston's like, I think you're just, also he's in a truck, like two drunk girls right now. You're not going to be making sense. Neither yeah. of them are going to get it together. So it's just right. like, there's no point of me even like.
Don't put yourself in the middle of it. Nope.
Separate both yep. of you. Like both of you. But the way Jordan's just snapping, like no one said that. Like just making Summer seem all crazy and just, oh, she's very condescending.
Yes.
She's always very condescending.
Mm-hmm. I hate it. She pokes for these reactions. And then once she gets them, she's like, what are you so mad about? This is what you want. I'm literally giving you the reaction that you've been begging me for all day. And now I'm the crazy one.
Yes.
And no one else is going to call you out about it. Like it drives me insane.
So now into the next episode. So they're picking up on that. Summer has gone inside. I did like that Summer walks away, but then she comes back. She's like, oh, one more thing. But then she goes back inside. So she's venting and Amir is actually in there helping her. And then like Nick and Shanice go in there. Nick hands her a water, which I for some reason found very funny because he's like, you need this. But Shanice breaks the tension by looking over at Amir and tooting. He's like, you just looked straight at me and did that. And they just laugh and like that just ends it.
Shanice has the most chaotic energy that I've
She does. And I don't hate her as much as I hated her last season.
No, I kind of feel... I don't know. She's coming into her own. And like now I kind of feel like I get her vibe now.
Yes.
Maybe that's what, maybe we have to learn her at first. I'm like, okay, I like Shanice. Like I get what you're giving us now. Like I'm picking up what you're putting down. I like it.
Totally same. Okay. Poor Noelle though. Poor Noelle is having a whole spiral. She's like sobbing and so embarrassed over the Alex thing. Feel so bad for her, but Jordan is all crying and she's like, these moments get held against me. I'm like, okay, shut up. Like right, that's not it. True.
Right. And if it was, you do it every time. Like,
and no what does held is... against you even mean? What does that mean?
Right. You're okay with everybody in the house. Like, stop.
Like literally, what does that mean? I guess her issue though was that she feels overexposed because she had leaned on Summer before they left crying about her hair. And because when they were going back and forth at the table, she had said something like, I was just upstairs caring for you.
Right.
And that made
she made the most broad statement. Like she didn't get any specifics. She's like, I comforted you when you needed it, basically, like essentially like that. And she didn't get in anything specific. But of course, this is what I was talking about when I talked about how she pissed me off. But really, it's later on when they do the whole like conversation.
The conversation. Okay, mm-hmm. Now I know why. Because I also was equally angry about that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, now we're done.
Because
in her interview, Jordan says, Summer weaponized my vulnerability. weaponized. Weaponized.
She uses these like buzzwords every chance she gets to like assassinate people's character just to like have a moment. And it's like, girl, it's like literally, if you want to say it's not that deep, this is when you say it. Like, this isn't that deep. Like, stop it, Jordan. Nothing you're doing is that deep.
What are you even saying?
Right.
That did not make any damn sense. But then, so like, they're all kind of comforting her, but then Shanice goes out and it's just Preston and Nick, and Jordan falls to the ground crying. I'm just kind of dying over Nick being in there and like not really knowing like what to do.
Right.
He's like on the ground and he's like, cause he's just been comforting all the women. He's right. Like, now you're on the floor.
And then I'm sure like that conversation is playing in the back of his mind where he's like, I get too touchy, I don't want to touch anyone, but I feel like I can help people.
So he's looking at her, she's just down on the ground, he's like, uh-oh,
right, what do I do
here? Okay, the next day Shanice, Alex, Nick, and Jasmine go to church.
Love that.
Yeah, that was cute actually. Summer walks into, Summer is like, I got to talk to Jordan. Jordan's still in bed. Mm. So she's like, Summer walks into Jordan's room while she's in bed, all the lights are off. And then she just goes by the pool if you want to join, and just walks out. That was so odd.
Okay. All right.
Cause she doesn't, by the pool though, Noelle is crying to Summer and she is crying about what happened with Alex, but we get some backstory on Noelle. Her dad left and they got divorced when she was like 8 months or something, was not present at all. Mm-hmm. So she says she spent her teen years searching for love, which breaks my little heart. And she actually I reach out to my dad. I try to get him to talk to me and he won't. So this just like any kind of abandonment, rejection, any of that is just a trigger for her. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
No. I love it. I feel like we're learning so much about her as the episodes go on. She's doing a really good job of being like a first season person that's actually like opening up about a lot of her stuff. And I like that.
She really does. She's someone I would open up to immediately.
Yeah.
Like at one point, Jordan will go and like she has Noelle kind of help with her hair.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like telling Noelle, just has such a warm presence. I'd be telling her all my secrets. I'd be like, okay, here's also what happened to me. Cause she's just such a like welcoming type of energy.
Right.
Open. I like her a lot.
Me
like
too. A lot. Me too.
So Summer finally pulls Jordan to talk. And says in her interview, Summer says, I've got a lot going on. I'm finding out who my father is. Now, did I miss something? Did she just find out who her dad is? Did I miss that?
I don't. Wait, who said it?
Summer.
I don't know if she'd said that before. I don't know. Somebody in the comments had to let us know, because I think when she said it too, I was like, wait, what is that?
I had to stop and rewind it. Like, did I miss that from last season?
Right.
It's possible because I forget everything, but.
And she kind of came in late to the party last season,
yes,
too.
Yes, so she feel did. Like you're right.
We had to cram in stuff about her. So, yeah.
I feel like maybe they, as if someone tells us that we missed something, that it's possible. But like, I would love it if like they forgot they never told us that story. Like they're like, oh, we right. Cut that. Damn.
Oops. Well, let me ask, does Bria and Mariah come up anymore like during this episode? Do you know?
Uh-uh.
Or are we off that? Okay. I
don't know. No, it does at the very end.
Oh, okay. Okay. We'll talk about it then.
Okay. okay, so now they're having this conversation, Summer and Jordan. And Jordan is so firm on Summer. It was a violation. It was a violation, saying, I was just upstairs caring for you. And Summer explains that. She's like, I said it because it was just like, the way you came at me was like, just so confusing, because I was just upstairs caring for you. Like, what is this about?
Right.
But Jordan does not flinch. Jordan, so Summer apologizes for that and gives a good apology, very good apology, I must say. But then Summer says that Jordan, it just kind of feels like you're very angry. And Jordan goes, okay.
She would not, during this conversation at any point, like let up. Like everything she, like Summer said was so true, but she just refused. Jordan refused to be wrong. And that's the problem. Like at no point was she like acknowledged that, okay, you're right. You didn't say anything about me revealing to you that like I have alopecia, or you didn't tell like any of my personal business. You literally said the most generic statement out of your mouth, but I'm still going to cling on to it because I can't operate unless it's in a state of trauma. Always. And it's so annoying. Yet when people try to like open up to her and stuff, you get this, okay, this whole conversation, she was just literally like blank face, emotionless. It's like, I don't want to be here, but I do want to be here. I'm this, I'm that. I want to be here to like get my point across, not hear yours. And it's like, girl, go. Mm-mm. You're so annoying.
Mm-mm. That the way she went, okay. Oh, now we're done. Jasmine opens up about her pregnancy. She shows us the whole baby bump and everything.
Because I feel like I was crazy. I was like, how is she not pregnant yet? When she was like saying at the beginning how she wants to be pregnant, all that kind of stuff. I'm like, how the hell is she not pregnant? We know this baby was born like,
yep.
This, I'm like, yeah. What am I missing?
And they kept that out of the preview, out of the trailer. So like they,
yeah.
They because obviously like that was going to be like the big reveal, mm-hmm. which I kind of think is silly because it by the time is. The show came out, we're like, we know.
Right.
Like that. So right. It wasn't a big reveal. Bria is hosting some like Bria Chella type of thing. And she's got alpacas with hats. And you know how I feel about when they do this with animals. I hate it. I hate when right. they do this. I'm like, let an animal be an animal. They don't need to come be your prop at a party.
Right.
But Jordan is being, I'm going to call it aggressively quiet. At this event, like we like, you know, when
purposely like ignoring everyone, not talking,
like there's a way to be just kind of quiet and no one, and like you genuinely don't even mean to be quiet, like you're just mm-hmm. like, oh, I just haven't said a lot. But she was being that type of quiet that is like, I want everyone to see that I'm being quiet.
I need to be the center of attention right now, even though I'm not saying a word. I need like, you all to know,
making the faces,
the right. Oh, God. Like, she is so kind of tiring. To
rolling
me.
Her eyes, kind of like, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. pouting, like pouting.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, Bria and Simon had been fighting earlier. So, all someone was asking, like, oh, is Simon coming? Does anyone know? And so, Shanice says to Bria, oh, just the person we were talking about, or something like that. Is Simon coming here and then going to New York after? And Bria thinks that this was an attack. So, she's like, I don't want to talk about it. And they're like, oh. But then she says in her stupid interview, she's like, Jasmine and Silas don't report to me when they have sex. So why should I tell them when I'm fighting with Simon?
Like what?
They just asked you when he was coming in.
Right. Like what did we miss between this? Like that made no sense whatsoever. And clearly she's sensitive about something going on because it's like
her talking about it in the confessional annoys me too, because I'm like, even later you're like, oh, I'm totally justified. It's like, no, this should have been like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you guys were asking like what happened. I'm like, no one even knew you guys got in a fight.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
So weird.
And then she goes, I'm a very private person. I'm like, oh, well, guess what? You're on a reality show.
Exactly. So that goes out the window, baby. Sorry.
And it is starting to get really old that you are a private person. It exactly. is starting to get really old because you're not connecting with the group because you keep walking away. Okay. Mm-hmm. It annoys the shit out of me.
Two comments from YouTube before we go forward. IA said, Summer mentioned her dad last season. It was sort of an Ashley Darby situation. Remember, Ashley had to run up on her
Thank
dad.
Thank you. And she yeah. did. Mm-hmm. Thank you. She did.
So there we go. So we got that question answered. Thank you. Comments always helpful. And okay. then it's so funny because the Glam Nikki is asking a question that I literally was thinking about on my walk today. She said, do you think Jasmine will return? And if so, what will that look like, leaving the baby at home? Because I'm trying to think. I'm like, okay, Silas right. is gone. I'm like, they probably only have what, a couple of months before they have to like film Ooh. Season 3 because it's about to be summertime. And so I'm like, how does she actually, like, does she bring an au pair? Like Kenya always does on the trips? Or like, what does she do?
2 weeks of filming, right?
Yeah. And we need, like, give us a month. Like, okay, like season 3, they proved Agreed. Themselves. Give us a whole month now. Like, we need
Give 15 us a month. Give us a reunion. Make yes. it real. Like, come Ooh. On already.
I heard that a reunion is very possible. So.
Oh, good.
Glad to hear that.
even if you just do it like a Watch What Happens Live-y type thing.
Like, right. Like, give it something.
We need to see them address these things. Because exactly. A lot of stuff is being said in confessionals. And I need them to talk about it together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Alex. Okay, so they get to dinner. And then Alex calls out Jordan for being so quiet. And Jordan just goes, what in particular? I'm like, what in particular? That's a weird way to ask it. Right. He goes, I'm just not hearing your voice like I normally do. Which I also am like, just shut up.
But then right.
Her voice holds weight and I haven't been hearing it. Okay. Okay.
Only Alice could make me side with Jordan. I'm like, I hate that for me. I genuinely hate that for me.
Shut up, Alex. You're so stupid.
God.
He's so dumb.
So annoying.
Bria asks point blank about like what's going on. So she does open up. Jordan opens up about mm-hmm. her hair. And then she also says that she has this fear of losing her father. But she's like, he's not sick. It's just that I have this fear of losing my mom. Mm. I'm sure this is a very common thing for people, but I was waiting for her to follow that up with he's sick now, but she's like, he's not sick. This is just like a paranoia that she has.
Yeah. I will say it kind of heightened for me to after I lost my dad. I do think about it.
You think about it more.
More than I have in the past. I'm like, oh, because I've said out of my mouth like more times than I've cared to. It's like, oh, I'm down to one parent. I'm down to one, you know, like, so I think about it sometimes too. So I got that from her. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
I know. We'll give you that. We'll give you that.
That's all you get. That's all you get. We'll give you that. Alex. Okay. Alex goes, I understand you more in one dinner than I did all of last year. And that's because you're opening up. Now I wrote, I'm so glad Jordan checks his ass here. Cause shut the, what have you opened up about?
Exactly. Like what? Just,
who are you again, sir? Like, don't stop it. I can't stand it.
Please. Alex, so annoying.
He's so fake deep. It drives me crazy.
That's what
really
yeah.
drives me crazy. Cause also like fake deep people like that love to extract like emotions from you and like have you open up and stuff. And I'm like, deserving of that.
Exactly.
You're not a safe space for anyone to open up to. And I like that Preston says that later, even though I don't think Alex understood what he was saying.
Right.
But like Preston's like, when someone's not opening up, we're like, it's not on them. It's on us. I'm including myself. Cause like, why didn't we make them feel comfortable enough to share? Alex.
Yeah. Right.
Alex, you need to open up then, sir. Like, why? I don't hear. We have heard nary a word from you on anything really personal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't want to fucking.
We don't know what you. All we know is that you were inside of Summer this summer. That's all we know.
And that's because Summer told us.
Exactly. We didn't even hear from you. It would have been a secret.
You didn't tell us.
Loser.
But so Jordan goes, you didn't understand me because you had my friend fucked up, and I wanted to kick your ass. And he's like, I did not see it turning to this.
Right.
Really? Okay. I also forgot that he called Jordan toxic, like right off the top. I forgot that last season he was like, I could see Jordan being the toxic friend, which is really like, what?
That is shitty, but also.
Unfortunately, it was accurate. But you know what?
Right. But don't but say
also,
it.
So is Bria.
Okay? Exactly.
So is Bria. But Alex, cause then, so Jordan goes off about how like you Googled her and da, 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 da. And Alex is like, let's get the facts straight. I didn't Google any of you. I learned the Shanif stuff from Nick.
Whoop. Nick like, now why am I in it? I was over here eating like, my damn food.
Damn it. But he claims he brought it up because I was trying to protect Shanice. Sorry. I'm such an asshole because Shanice goes, protect me. You traumatized me, Alex. I'm like, I thought she was kidding because her face got all screwed up because I've never seen her cry, I guess. And I was like, uh-oh, Emily, you're going to hell.
No, this is the second moment of the season this has happened because I felt so bad at laughing, but when Summer said she was the worst dressed and she went upstairs to cry and she had that whole moment where she was like, I ain't got no money. I can't buy no clothes. I was like, oh no, I should not. No, don't do this. I'm like, that's so relatable, but no, don't do this to me right now. I don't want to laugh at this.
Like, uh-oh.
I ain't got no money. I'm like, girl, oh, I know. No. We know. It's okay.
I was like, oh no. I just like, you traumatized me, Alex.
Oh my God, we're going to hell. We're going to hell. Shit. It's okay.
I'm so sorry. But good, yes, fuck you, Alex. But of course, the best is it's Jasmine who was the one who pushed for it to be brought up. Because I think Jasmine goes, or someone goes, who brought it up in the first place? And Nick's like, I'm really not trying to be drama, but like, Jasmine. And then they flash back to it, and sure enough, there's Jasmine. Like, we got to talk about it.
Right. I remember being very intentional too, because she was like, well, why are we not talking about this? Like, let's put it out on the table. I'm like, whoopsie.
Oopsies. Shanice said this guy was fucking awful. Like, he leaked her nudes and tried to make her look crazy. But Shanice is like crying a lot. And Amir goes, do you want to go around the corner and take a minute? I was like, why are you telling her to leave?
Right.
It's like, you need to get it together. You need to, right. You're doing too much on camera, honey. I'm just trying to help you out, girl.
Right. Like, there's a way you can do it. Like, you can like pull me to the side and be like, here, just walk with me for a minute. Walk with me. Something like that. Be inclusive with it. But like, don't send me away like I'm in time out. Like, what am I doing wrong here?
Go take a minute. Get it together.
Right.
I'm uncomfortable too. This is embarrassing. Okay. Everyone needs to. But so I think when Preston brings up like, oh, you know, it's on us. People don't want to open up or whatever. Fucking Bria takes her opportunity to bring up the Mariah thing again.
God.
And she's like, I don't feel comfortable. Period. Period. I have to be authentic to myself. Okay, girl. Thank you very much.
Sure.
But Jasmine gives us one of the most iconic, and I did not like Bravo while
from
Black
left field.
This. I had no idea the direction this was about to go. Jasmine's interview is, I think people see me take a lot on the chin and nothing bothers me, but my mother is a brilliant and resilient 2-time convicted felon. Do not try me in this moment.
I did not laugh. I was like, what direction are we going in right now? What is happening?
Ma'am, what?
Love it. Love it.
Iconic.
Love it. Oh my God.
She said, the line is, my mother is a brilliant and resilient 2-time convicted felon.
Love it.
Love okay, it. Girl. Okay,
best line. Girl. Best line on Bravo this year. That was amazing. Love
incredible
it.
Incredible line. Jasmine's upset though, so she's like, she's starting to feel like feelings, and you know, other people, like people are coming to like comfort her, and so Bria turns up to brat level 20.
Right.
And is like, oh, okay, you want me to go? If I can't speak my piece, blah, 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 all this shit. And I love Preston being like, I am so over Bria with the freaking out and the acting like she's all hood. Because
right.
You had the most spoiled upbringing.
Right.
You talk about how like your Saturday nights were bowling with your family. Like you were not in any way going to hurt any. And by the way, Mariah barely touched you.
Thank you.
And you're still acting like that was the biggest violation.
Can we just talk about how incredibly weird it is that she has this whole thing about Mariah, how she violated her and all like this, but you sit up with Summer every single day in this house who actually bopped your ass upside the head last year. Like, have we all forgotten about that? That was the finale. Bria getting bopped by Summer. So, like, what are we doing here? Like, what is it about Mariah that's so damn offensive? But literally,
I forgot about that, Kendrick.
Yeah, Summer was playing Rock'em Sock'em upside your head, and you can like live with her every day. But Mariah is just, oh my God, this is so offensive. I just have to. Oh, not like, girl, calm down. Calm down. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Jasmine has to like break down. And this is where she gives us a whole thing. Like, she's like, I didn't know where I stood with anybody. Okay. which is so like, which Bria, you knew that Bria was cool with Jasmine. That was nice. And right. Alex was cool with Jasmine too. But like, she's like, that's it. I did not know what was happening. And she's crying. She's like, I need my friends right now. I'm going through a lot. Cause she's like, I am pregnant. I am pregnant. Can't tell anyone. I don't blame her for not telling anyone in the group though, because I mean, A, you don't want to tell people until your second trimester is what they say. Cause then you know you're
right
here. But also she didn't know where she stood with the group.
Right.
And Bria knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So does Mariah come? Do we know?
I don't know.
They've kept that a secret.
I hope she does.
I do too. I really hope she does. Cause Bria, it's time to talk to, it's time to talk to Mariah and get over it.
Exactly. Have the conversation. And
Mariah did come. Mariah did come at her crazy. I will say that, like the way that with the dog. Like,
yeah,
like, it was like, okay, you are. This is too much. But like, now we can talk about it and move on from it. I don't want. Right. I don't want Mariah not to have this opportunity.
Right. Because I honestly, okay, like Bria, you're a brat. Like, yeah, I don't want you to have a conversation all that. I want Amir and Mariah to speak on camera too, because he's the whole reason it happened. Remember? Yeah.
And you, didn't you have him on your pod and he said some shit about Mariah?
I did. And he talked about how like there ended up being like the friends ended up kind of like splitting. They used to all be in one group chat, but then like they had to kind of split it up because people just were not seeing eye to eye. Mariah was like demanding an apology from him, like publicly and all that kind of stuff. He's like, you're not going to tell me what to do. If I want to apologize, I'll apologize. Like, it was a whole thing. Yes. You can go find that episode in my catalog before the rebrand.
You can.
It's all there, okay?
Yes, you can. When is the? Are you gonna? Did you get your stuff done with your rebrand? I'm so excited for you.
Mm-hmm. Finally,
you like it?
I think I'm gonna go ahead and launch the last Monday in April. So not coming up. Yes, so very soon. I'm very happy.
Not tomorrow, but
the following. Yep.
Oh, I like it. Oh, I like it. Well, okay, on that note, then follow Reality and Comics too. But it will be changing.
Because it'll still open your feed. It'll be the same thing. Yep.
Yeah. No change to the content, just simply a rebrand.
Yes. Some fun stuff though. I'll be doing some shifting episodes because I don't want to, you know, anybody relying on Bravo for good stuff. So I'm just you know, I'll talk about a lot more things that I've always wanted to talk about. Plus Marvel doesn't have enough now either that I'm like, I've kind of been forced to, you know, open up a little. And I love that because it's what I always want to talk about anyway. So
What are you talking about?
Everything. I'm going to open it up more to, I'm still going to talk to like reality TV and scripted TV too, but I'm going to open it up to, there's one fun episode I'm going to try out to see how like it's received. But then I also like want to talk more pop culture too, like do some stuff where I just like, you know, run my mouth about the goings ons in the world. I would normally do those, like add them into like the reality TV episode, like me and my guests would just kind of talk about them as they were happening. But I think I want to dedicate it to the other crap too.
You
know.
Love it. Okay, well, on that note, let's wrap this up. Thank you for joining me yet again, Kendrick, on this lovely Sunday. Appreciate you always. And thank you to the chat. The chat was on fire today. Thank you guys so much for providing us with all the necessary information. You were always amazing. And love you guys. Mean it. We will see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. This show is produced, hosted, and edited by me, Emily, and brought to you in partnership with Cloud 10 Media. If you are looking for bonus content, check out the Patreon. The link is in the description. To show some support, you can hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. Another free way to support the pod, please rate and or review on whatever platform you listen. It's free, and it helps the algorithm or something. You can also head to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaks and buy me a coffee or two. Make sure you're following me on all social medias. I am She's Speaking with Emily Hanks across all platforms, Threads, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's it. Thank you guys. See you soon.